You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Recycling is a way of life for many people, but there are things we own that are hard to recycle. That's the problem being addressed by the Circular Action Alliance, which is opening the state's first free drop center for hard-to-recycle items right here in Ashland. My guest is Alex Bertolucci. He's the Oregon Communications Manager for the Circular Action Alliance. Alex has more than 15 years of experience working in reuse and recycling in both the public and private sectors. Alex, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's my pleasure. Let's start with a description of the problem that your organization is addressing.
Yeah, so many of your listeners probably remember back in about 2018 that China and other countries stopped accepting our recyclables. There was a lot of news coverage about it. It's called National Sword. And we kind of ran into an issue where our materials weren't able to go to market. And that kicked off a group that was led by Oregon Department of Environmental Quality that included governments and garbage and recycling companies and other interest holders around the state to try to figure out what we can do to address this problem. And out of that came the Plastic Pollution and Recycling Modernization Act that Oregon passed in 2021. And what the law did is created what's called Extended Producer Responsibility, or EPR, for packaging. So think about packaging as pretty much all the stuff that you see at the grocery store or the boxes that you get when you order a product, and even the packaging that comes around a new TV or refrigerator when you get it. So the brands and the companies that make these packaging items, they now pay into a nonprofit, that's us, Circular Action Alliance, and we invest that money into Oregon to make recycling better. And so we're doing that around the state, and part of that is opening this new Recycle-On Center here in Ashland.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. I didn't know China was in the equation, but now I do.
So,
So we were offloading all of our junk to China, and China said, not anymore. Mm-hmm. So now we had to figure out a way to recycle our own stuff, and we needed a new system. And so there were new laws that were created that said the folks who are creating the problem need to be part of the solution. And so they needed to invest in this process. And so the packaging folks who are part of the problem are contributing to it. They now have to also contribute an investment, a fund that can be used to create the solution.
Yeah.
Do I have it right so far?
Yeah. Yep.
And so the Circular Action Alliance comes in and says, we can help implement a solution, but we need the funds to do that. And so the industry says, okay, we'll pay you as the intermediary to help us implement this solution.
Yeah, and the law, the Recycling Modernization Act, it created, it requires what's called a producer responsibility. That's what CAA is.
Okay.
And so it creates this PRO, the Producer Responsibility Organization. And that's so we were kind of created by the law itself to do this implementation work.
So you were created by the law itself. So you are a manifestation of the law.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And so now, does that make you a government agency or a quasi-government agency?
No, we're a nonprofit. So the law says that there just needs to be a nonprofit producer responsibility organization. There can be multiples, or there can just be one. Oregon right now just has CAA. And we're the ones that work with the brands and the companies that make that packaging to implement the law and make sure that they're in compliance and Oregonians are getting a better recycling system.
Okay, great. I want to get into the recycling system, but I kind of want to understand this structure first. CAA has a hierarchical structure, I imagine. What is it?
Yeah, CAA, so Oregon's not the only state that has extended producer responsibility. There's six other states that have also passed EPR for packaging. Oregon happens to be the first one that's implementing. The next one will be Colorado. California's passed it. Washington's passed it. And there's a few others as well. And so here in Oregon, we've got an Oregon team that's based here in Oregon that's implementing the Oregon law. And then we have a national team as well that helps us work with some of those producers that we've talked about. You know, they are span across all of the states where these EPR laws are being implemented. And so our national team helps with the producer engagement, helping develop some of those end markets that recycling goes to after you put it in your bin, and some of those other things to help just make the structure a little more harmonized across all of the states that we'll be working with.
Gotcha. And so you have a network of producers that you work with here in Oregon. How many are those, and where are they located?
Yeah, the producers that we work with are, they don't have to just be in Oregon. Any producer that sells packaging into Oregon is covered. And so we work with producers all around the globe and all around the United States. So you can think of the big brands that you use every day, probably some of your favorite ones and things that you use and see are required to support us. And so there's over 2,000 brands and companies that we're working with.
Okay.
As part of the process.
I got it. And so what's your budget?
For Oregon, these are actually pretty impressive numbers. So in 2025, the law just launched July 1st, and we're planning to invest about $188 million here in 2025. 2026, it's about $250 million. And then 2027, it's almost $290 million. And that's just here in Oregon.
Okay. So now let's drop down into Ashland. Tell me about the new recycling drop center.
For sure. So these new Recycle-On centers, it's located at the Ashland Recycling Center that's operated there by Recology. It's a great little site. And it's going to collect items that don't go in folks' recycling bins at their home or business. So think things like plastic bags and other stretchy kinds of plastics, the flat plastic lids that come on yogurt containers or salsa, sour cream, things like that. Those six-pack carriers, those rigid plastic package handles, buckets and pails, aluminum foil, and then shredded paper inside of a paper bag.
Okay. So let me remind my audience who you are. My guest is Alex Bertolucci. He's the Oregon Communications Manager for the Circular Action Alliance, which is opening a free drop center for hard-to-recycle materials in Ashland. So where did you say this drop center will be located? And help walk me through this process of dropping off materials at the site.
The new Recycle-On Center is going to be at the Ashland Recycling Center on Water Street, and it's super easy to use. If folks have been to that center, the recycling center before, you can drive in, there's parking right there. You can drop off your mixed recycling, so, you know, your normal plastic bottles and cardboard and paper, metal, things like that. But this new center, it's free to use. You just walk in and drop off your items, just making sure that they're empty and dry so that there's, you know, no food residue or anything like that in there. And they're clearly labeled on what's accepted, which bins to put things in. So it's pretty easy to use, it's free, and it gives folks that other opportunity to recycle a larger list of items.
Okay, so from what I'm hearing, you can't just throw everything into a bag at home and then just drive out to the drop center and drop off your bag. You have to actually do some sorting ahead of time.
Exactly. These items take a little bit more sorting because they're tricky for the recycling machines to figure out. Plastic bags, for example, if you were to put that all mixed together with the other recyclables, when they get to the recycling facility, they wrap around all of the equipment that's moving and spinning and sorting the different recycling, and it can actually jam up the machines and make it so other recyclables aren't sorted, and then the workers have to get into the machines and actually cut those plastic bags off. So keeping those separated helps to make sure that the items that we're collecting can actually go to be turned into new, new items.
Now, when you talk about new items, what's coming out of this at the other end of the conveyor belt?
That's a great question. It kind of depends. There's lots of items that we're collecting. But let's talk, stay on plastic bags. It turns into a lot of different things. There's a lot of composite decking or playgrounds, park benches, things like that that are made out of plastic bags. And those get turned into new items that many of us use at our homes, or we see them at parks or around the city. And then some of the other items, like the plastic buckets and lids and the other plastics that we're collecting, those can get turned into a wide range of things. They can go into other plastic packaging type items, or they could be turned into carpet or clothing. It's kind of a wide range of items that recycled plastics get turned into.
So isn't there a challenge that we're facing with plastics to begin with? I mean, the health industry is talking about microplastics as being a problem because they aren't biodegradable, and they're in everything. They're in our water, they're in our food, they're in our bodies. They're creating health issues. How do we deal with that?
Yeah, microplastics, are definitely an issue. Luckily, a lot of that doesn't come from the recycling system. The number one source of recycling, one of the high sources of microplastics is from our washing machines when we wash our synthetic clothing. So when we recycle items, it's keeping those items within the system and giving them a new life. A lot of our plastics since, 2018, as I started talking about when things were going overseas, since then, a lot of our plastics are now being recycled domestically in North America. So a large portion of our plastics now stay here in North America to be recycled into new items that can be turned into something to give them another life.
Well, I've got good news for you. Christmas is coming up. And people are going to buy a whole bunch of new things, which means they're going to get rid of a whole bunch of old things. And that means you have an opportunity, or we have an opportunity, to drop off those old things in your recycling drop-off center. That said, what about these electronic items that are, they've got plastics in them? Those are hard to recycle. What can we do with those?
For those new electronic items, especially coming up to the holidays, people will be getting lots of new electronics and things with batteries and stuff like that. And we really want to drive home the point that those should not go in your recycling bin. Sometimes we see those, and we're seeing more and more batteries falling into the recycling bin. And those actually cause fires at either within the truck or the bin or at the recycling facility. So we're really encouraging folks to recycle those items properly. And here in Oregon, there is a different extended producer responsibility program that's been going on for many, many years called Oregon E-Cycles. And if folks Google Oregon E-Cycles or look that up, they can find drop-off locations around the state for their electronics as well. And then for batteries, I also encourage folks to look up where they can drop those off to make sure that they're being recycled or managed properly, and not going into their recycling bin or even their trash.
Okay. So for a lot of the plastic packaging, you're available.
Yeah, a lot of the packaging can be recycled. So I would say check your recycling list. Ashland recently expanded what's able to be recycled, which is exciting. And actually many of the communities in Southern Oregon also expanded their list. So make sure to your listeners, check that list, check your local government or your garbage and recycling company's website, or they can visit recycleon.org/Oregon to see what they can recycle right in their community.
Recycleon.org. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My guest was Alex Bertolucci.